It's time for the Dog of the Week.
How about a Dog of the Year, not so much the Dog of the Week? I know everybody around the table here has their own opinions about things and how they've been in 2017, and there's probably some more than one that are worthy of being called a dog, but for me, I'm going to say Equifax, a company that none of us can actually choose to be monitored by, whatever you want to call it. We don't have a choice in whether or not we use them, yet they've got our information. They were hacked. Management decided they wouldn't tell us right away. When they did tell us, then they allowed us to go in and protect ourselves at a cost to us. You know, the way that it was handled from start to finish, management did a horrible job. Anybody who was invested in Equifax at the time, from September 7th through the 15th, the company lost almost 35% of market cap. It bounced along the bottom for a minute, and since then, it's actually increased back by 28%.
So flat for the 29 year, I saw.
Right.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, it's still about, I think it's 15 or 16% below where it started.
High, yeah.
So to me, that's a classic Dog of the Year.
Lost the CEO over it too, right?
Right. Well, we knew that was coming, and as soon as they fire the CEO, and I think I talked about that when it was going on, watch, they're going to pile all this on one person, throw them out, and then the stock will take back off. And there's another thing too. I mean, the government hasn't pulled contracts from them. They're still out there working just as hard as they were, and that's the reason that you see the recovery in the price by about 28%. So
wasn't there also a really wacky thing about that story where they sent out an email to people to check if they had been hacked,
and it was
there was malware.
It was like a phishing or something. Yeah, you're right.
It was like malware in the email. So they're like, here, we're trying to help you out. Oh, by the way, that also had
a way to be hacked. Yeah, I tell you what, though, today with our electronic devices and the way that we're all connected electronically, it's these hacks, I'm sure, are going to be a thing of the future. Security, internet security, electronic security is everywhere. We get trained on it constantly, you know, it's tough to fight. If you want the real long time dog, it's people that actually do that. They work harder stealing our stuff than they could if they went and got a legitimate job.
Right.
But yeah, I guess the profit motive is everywhere. All right, guys, so what else?
I guess I'll go next. Blue Apron is my dog of the year.
Blue Apron.
You guys know I've hated this thing since it IPO'd in June at $10 a share.
So
now
what
it trades.
Is Blue Apron again? Let's fill us in.
What's Blue Apron? They're like the meal delivery services.
Yeah,
you know,
so
they send you everything you need to cook your own meal.
A certain, yeah, they give you a recipe and the ingredients to cook it.
Correct.
Right?
They're one of, you know, the 10,000 other
10,000
services that exist out
right.
there. Competing with Amazon and, you know, countless others.
Name it, right?
HelloFresh. Yeah, there's plenty. But, yeah, the stock's down, like, more than 60% since the IPO. At one point, it was down, I think, you know, 70, in excess of 70%. Customers fell 6% in the third quarter year over year, 9% from the second quarter. Highly competitive space. Management just seems to be lost at the moment. So, for me, Blue Apron is the dog of the year.
Well, that was a really interesting story, too, because I'm pretty sure they roadshowed that IPO, and they finally got it underwritten at, like, 17.
It was, yes.
And it was set to IPO, and then I think it was either a day or two before the IPO that Amazon announced that they were getting into meal delivery. So it didn't even list at 17. It opened at what, 10?
Yep.
Yeah, it was below the 17 that they started it at.
It just feels like that sort of thing that you like get for Christmas. You get for someone for Christmas, and they're like, oh yeah, it's cool. But like after
and then they have to start paying for it. They're like, oh, and also I didn't cook it all, so it all went bad.
The wine of the month club gone bad.
Yeah.
Well, we talk a lot about IPOs when they do occur, and you know, you see. So many cases, just the opposite of that, where you'll have a stock that comes on, gives the company $10, and by the end of the first closing day, the stock's up to $19, you know, almost right. doubling. It's crazy. The way that companies are offered to
well,
the public.
Well, that, and I think this is kind of one of those fads you're seeing right now, is the subscription type services. You have them, you know, IPO and a lot in 2017. You just had Stitch Fix, and what economic moat do these companies have?
Yeah,
zero.
None, right.
Zero.
To remind you a little bit of the .com era in the late 90s.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
they're catering to like fickle hipsters.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll fickle just jump hipsters. On the next fad.
These are our newest
speaking
rank
of
investors.
Speaking of fads, I've got a great dog for you guys. So everyone's somewhat familiar now with the speculation going on in Bitcoin. Well, what we've seen is some completely unrelated companies change their name to associate with Bitcoin in some way. So the greatest one, I think, is a company called Long Island Iced Tea, which the name is almost kind of a pun to start with. It's almost kind of lying to you because it was non-alcoholic tea. So it was, you go to the store, you buy a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, they just meant that it was actually made in Long Island.
Yeah, yeah. So they were kind of tricking you to start with. Well,
So they're experts in iced tea.
They're experts
they're
in trickery.
And they're in New York, not yeah. where iced tea is actually right. consumed most in right. the Southeast.
So this was a pretty small company. It seemed like they were coming on tough times. They made the decision to change their name to Long Island Blockchain, I believe. Or is it just Long Blockchain?
Yeah,
I think it's
just Long Blockchain.
It's just Long Blockchain. And this stock took off
500%.
Yeah, it rocked.
It's come back down.
So I failed to see how the expertise in the tea business carries over into programming and software, but apparently the market has spoken.
You clearly know nothing about iced tea. Yeah.
This casts a bit more doubt about whether or not our markets are truly efficient.
Right.
How much does it know?
But the thing is. It makes you wonder. Obviously, someone's bidding the stock up. Is it just people, you know, trading, trying to get in and out quick? Or are there people who truly are investing based on the fact they believe this company will have some sort of meaningful operations in the blockchain?
Yeah. There's no way.
You say that, but you also have people who are clueless piling in the cryptocurrencies, know nothing about them,
right.
but are mortgaging their homes and piling into cryptocurrencies, knowing nothing about them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what's interesting?
You guys
were talking about hipsters. I have had conversations over this holiday season with folks who
are hipsters?
Tell me, well, they're not hipsters, kind of like me, and hopefully they're not listening because I just called them not hipsters. But, their children, teenagers, are encouraging them to do things. That they're kind of lukewarm on. They're skeptics like I am with cryptocurrencies and blockchain and all the rest of the technology. While I think and I understand a bit more about the blockchain, there are people out there because their young children are encouraging them to do this that are actually investing.
Generally speaking, don't take investment advice from your teenager.
Generally speaking. No, well, I mean, that's not to say that they don't, they aren't more connected with technology and some of the things that you see that are on the cutting edge. But in this case, I think it's easy to get caught up in something that the price has just flown. What are we at 11,000%? Or we were a couple of weeks ago. Now we've had a pretty significant decline. But you know we were up 11,000% at one point during the year on Bitcoin and various other cryptocurrencies and now we're sitting here talking about it on the radio and you can see from hindsight that it has a huge volatility aspect about it and in my opinion it's not really an investment. This is speculation.
Yep.
All right. Nick, you done there?
I'm done. I think Jonathan's got one, though.
Yep. My dog for the year would definitely have to be the retail space. If you were just to look at the performance of these retail companies, you'd think that we were in the middle of a recession. I mean, we've had a lot of these stocks are way below where they were even during 2009, and we've had retail bankruptcies, one after the other. We've had Radio Shack, Payless Shoe, Toys R Us, Vitamin World. I mean, the list goes on and on. And you have even more stocks like Sears that are just teetering on the edge of bankruptcy.
JCPenney.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Sears came out earlier in the year and talked about the fact that they may not be a going concern anymore. And the reaction of the market was...
Stock went up.
Stock went up. Cool.
It has since fallen. It's
bankruptcy
come back to reality.
Is bullish.
Well, yeah, I don't know of any banker that would actually loan somebody money when they tell you, hey, yeah, I don't think we're a going concern anymore, but, you know, the price goes up. Part of that was because the two major owners in the stock actually bought, and then they started talking about the fact that it was a retail real estate play.
They also got a nice loan from some crazy people who decided it was a good idea to loan them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Was that
makes no sense
Sears?
To me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was it that we got on the other day? Was it deadmalls.com?
Yeah, check out deadmalls.com if you want to waste a bunch of time but see exactly that.
Well, Sears is a strange story. I mean, you got Eddie Lampert who
Eddie Lampert is a kind of a folk hero to some. Jonathan, you were talking about Eddie Lampert when we last spoke, so flesh us out. What you got going on with Eddie Lampert? You a fan or no?
Not a fan, actually.
Not a fan at all.
The man has taken the company bankrupt. I'm a pretty big fan of him. Fan of his work.
Well, there's a lot of folks. I mean, he's been a good investor for a long time.
Clearly a persuasive guy, too. If you just secured like a $300 million loan for a failing company.
Yeah. Well, he's not only done that, he was kidnapped one time and talked his way out of the kidnapping. I don't know if you ever read that story.
No, I didn't.
But
really?
Yeah,
he's a different kind of guy and was able to get his kidnappers arrested shortly thereafter.
Yeah, it's hard to say if anybody really likes him. He consistently scores as the most hated CEO. I mean, Sears is just a symbol of retail's decline.
Is this by investors or by his employees?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So the Grinch, who stole Sears.
Well, if you were an employee and you saw your... all your company stock that you've acquired over the years
I feel like
he's done a great job of like strip mining all the attractive assets that Sears had.
Well, how did he acquire Sears? Didn't he buy Kmart first on the cheap, sold their real estate to buy Sears?
Yeah.
Right.
And then he's like, we need some cash. What's our most prized asset? Craftsman.
Yeah. Oh, well,
we don't want that
Die
anymore.
Hard, the battery.
Yeah, Land's End. I mean, he's just completely eviscerated it.
Yeah. All right. So enough beating up on poor old Eddie Lampert. Poor man has been kidnapped before.
I think we have a new retail folk hero, though, at Restoration Hardware.
Well,
Friedman.
He likes to think so hard it hurts.
Yeah. Well,
he's very inspiring.
He's one of our favorites. So.
Yeah. Well. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we can talk more about that. You're listening to Money Talks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.